Shabbat shalom. What happens when we try to match wills with the Lord? That's a good response. In this week's parasha, we see the great Pharaoh of Egypt attempting to ignore and stop God's will and the total disaster that it brings. Parasha Vayera translates to, "And I appeared," and covers Exodus 6:2 through 9:35. Parasha Vayera teaches us that no matter how much we want to deny the reality and power of God, we can never stop his will. As we continue from last week's cliffhanger, the Lord declares to Moses that he has remembered his covenant to our patriarchs. The Lord instructs Moses to speak to our people and proclaim that he would deliver us from slavery and then lead us to the land he promised to our ancestors. But our people would not listen, as they had only suffered more since Moses had come back. Despite our lack of faith, the Lord is completely faithful to the covenants that he makes. He then sent Moses with Aaron to demand again that Pharaoh let our people leave Egypt. The narrative is interrupted at this point, and we read the genealogy of Moses and his brother Aaron. The importance of genealogy may not matter much to us today, but was very important in ancient Israel. Their genealogy, recorded in Exodus 6, demonstrated that they had an important qualification to lead our people. So after this genealogy, we return to the narrative. The Lord assures a doubting Moses that he will be with him. The Lord also states that he will harden Pharaoh's heart, so that despite the amazing signs he is about to perform, Pharaoh will not let our people go. Now, many people read a verse like this out of context and have tried to paint Pharaoh in a sympathetic light. The argument is made that Pharaoh would have immediately let our people go if the Lord had not forced him to harden his heart and refuse. If you read the verses about the Lord hardening Pharaoh's heart in context, however, this argument falls apart very quickly. First, we should remember that this Pharaoh had no problem murdering an entire generation of male babies and is not some sort of innocent man in this situation. We also see during many of the plagues and encounters with Moses that Pharaoh hardened his own heart. During the first two plagues, his magicians are weakly able to imitate the Lord's power. And Pharaoh clings to the belief that his desire will triumph over the power of God. In Egyptian culture, the Pharaoh was considered a god, and this Pharaoh truly believed that no one could defy his will. But the plagues the Lord strikes the land of Egypt with are a display of his power for the benefit of our people and all of Egypt. Each plague demonstrates the Lord's superiority over the fake Egyptian gods, including Pharaoh. By hardening Pharaoh's heart at the end of these plagues, the Lord shows that it is his will that will be done, and not the will of any fake deity. So Moses and Aaron go to Pharaoh and show the sign of Aaron's staff turning into a snake. Pharaoh is not moved by this display of power, because his own magicians can perform the same feat, though their snakes are consumed by Aaron's. Pharaoh ignores this important fact, hardens his own heart, and refuses to let our people leave. The rest of the parasha records 7 of the 10 plagues, each more terrible than the last. The first plague turned all the water in Egypt to blood. Pharaoh still hardened his heart despite this plague, as magicians were again able to weakly imitate the Lord's real power. After that first plague, the Lord sent frogs, gnats, flies, death to livestock, boils, and finally hail large enough to kill animals. We don't get that in Michigan. Each time the Lord struck Egypt with a plague, Moses and Aaron would go to Pharaoh. he would appear to have finally decided to stop fighting the will of God, but each time would change his mind the moment the Lord ended the plague. He was very human. While each plague raged, the Lord provided for our people and spared us from experiencing these terrible events. The parasha ends with Pharaoh sinning again by hardening his heart after relief from the plague of hail. So parasha Va'erah provides a powerful lesson on how we cannot stop Adonai's will. Pharaoh believed that as a God and leader of such a powerful nation, he could refuse the demands of Adonai to let our people go. During the first two plagues, he trusted in the power of his magicians he controlled more than the incredible devastation happening around him. We read over and over again that Pharaoh hardened his heart. But what does that actually mean? When we see the phrase that Pharaoh hardened his heart, we should understand that Pharaoh was willfully denying the physical and spiritual reality around him. And if that is a little too fancy of a way to put it, you can basically think of Pharaoh putting his hands over his ears, closing his eyes, and pretending that what was happening around him was somehow still in his control. He willfully blinded himself to the very reality and devastation that was happening in his kingdom. He refused to accept the power of God being displayed and the need to submit himself to Adonai's will. When we read the story of the Exodus, it seems incredible that Pharaoh refused God after the very first plague, and it has led to people arguing incorrectly that he was some sort of mindless puppet of God. But how often do we also act like Pharaoh in our own lives? We also can ignore the reality of God all around us and fight against his will in our lives. Parashat Va'erah tells us that we need to know whether or not we have hardened our hearts like Pharaoh. Are we denying the reality and rule of our Creator in our lives? Or have we come to him through his Son and ended our denial and rebellion? If we have hardened our hearts, we need to give ourselves over to his will, which is infinitely better than our own. May the Lord enable each of us to experience the blessings of living within his will and avoid the destruction that comes from trying to fight against the one true God. Thank you.